This was a big sacrifice for Danny when we realized that now it looks as if all his chances of sending Phyllis to Switzerland to be cured are gone. Pompous, rich, and stuffy Gerald Proust, a jealous enemy of Mary and Max Sanders, is attempting to gain control of the Sanders interests of which Max is the head. And it was Mr. Proust who offered Danny enough money to send Phyllis away that he would testify against the lovable old hoodlum. But Danny, although he blamed Max for his wife's condition, couldn't bring himself to hurt Mary. Without Danny's testimony, the prosecuting attorney had no alternative but to free Max on bail until more evidence can be secured. Max returned home yesterday, and Mary was deliriously happy. So much so that she remarked,
"Oh, Max, if only this could last forever."
And Max, realizing that all the trouble and heartache that Mary has known was caused by his own foolish jealousy, replied,
"Well, maybe it can, Mary. Maybe it can. If only I keep my head and give it an even break."
Now the next morning in the Sanders household, Mary and Max are just finishing breakfast. Mary is gay and happy, and Max, too, is more like himself.
Oh, Mary, you know, the food at the jail wasn't bad, but this is nothing less than terrific.
Oh, Max.
Well, it is. Gee, it's
oh,
great.
I'll answer it, Max. Finish your breakfast.
Yeah, all right.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, hello, Danny. Max, it's Danny. Come in, Danny.
Well, I can only stay a minute. I'm going down to the clinic to get Phyllis. Well, I thought maybe you'd like to come along, Mary.
Oh, yes, Danny. Of course, you know I wanted to go with you. I'll run upstairs and get a coat. Why don't you have a cup of coffee with Max? I'll only be a minute.
Well, how are you, Danny? Aren't you going to say hello to me, Danny?
Hello, Max.
Would you like to have a cup of java?
No, thank you.
And now, look, I've been wanting to thank you for helping Mary win me a trial postponement.
Let's not talk about it anymore. Let's forget it.
Okay, kid.
I didn't do it for you. I did it for Mary and Phyllis. I know how much they both love you. Well, I didn't want to do anything to cause Phyllis more heartache. She suffered enough.
I'm going to make that up to her, Danny.
I won't accept any help from you.
Oh, Danny, now listen, don't get on your high horse. After all, Phyllis is my sis.
Now, look, Max. Everyone has told me that you weren't the cause of Phyllis's being crippled. But I know how she worried when you got mixed up with that gambling syndicate. But did you think about anything but your crazy jealousy of Mary? No, you didn't.
Danny, maybe everything you've just said is true. But that's not going to make Phyllis walk again.
Well, what do you want me to do? Throw my arms about your neck and kiss you for what you've done?
Now, look, Danny. If we want to be a couple of heels and keep Mary and Phyllis unhappy, we can do it. But don't you think it would be better for everybody if you and me were friends? Or at least try to be? We got to hide our feelings, then. And what Mary and Phyllis don't know won't hurt them. I ain't asking this for myself. I ain't asking it for you. I'm asking it for Mary and Phyllis' sake. What do you say, Jim?
I don't know, man.
Well, give my idea a try and see how it works.
Gee, I don't know, Max. If I was hurting Phyllis by being sore at you, I'd try.
Well, believe me, kid, it is. And it's hurting Mary, too.
Maybe, Max. Maybe for their sakes we ought to pretend. That doesn't mean I'm going to forgive you.
I don't care about myself. I just want Mary and Phyllis to be happy. Now, is it a deal?
Okay, then.
Shake, Danny, shake. Now, you're going to ask me to come along with you and Mary to bring Phyllis home from the clink?
Well...
Ready, Danny?
Here, come on. In front of her now, a big smile. Isn't it?
Okay.
Max, if you want to go out, call Daddy. He'll come over and watch the baby.
Oh, well, Look, you got to come along with Mary and me. Well, gosh, gee whiz, it wouldn't be a homecoming for Phyllis without a big brother there. And...
Well, thanks, Danny, thanks. I'd be delirious to come.
Danny, you mean if you Max...
Come on, hoodlum. Come on, get on your hat and coat and quit stalling. We can't keep Phyllis waiting now, can we?
Sure not, pal. I'll be right with you.
Oh.
I
my little Scoogie Woogie. You're home. Boy, are you heavy.
Danny, you should have let John send Phyllis home in an ambulance instead of Rube.
I know, Mary. I didn't want to come home that way.
Well, here we are, anyway. You got a key, Danny?
Well, the door's unlatched. Open it, will you, Max?
Yeah, sure thing, sure.
Oh, look out for the doorstep, Danny.
I will.
Okay, Danny.
Can I...
Over you go.
Hey, Shelly. This is just like the first time I carried you over the threshold. We were married. Remember?
Not quite like the first time.
No,
Phyllis? Oh, no, Mary. I shouldn't have been such a dummy as to mention that. I'm sorry, Phyllis.
Here, Danny. Set her down in this pushmobile that Doc Benson got for us. Here we go.
There.
Is
that all right?
Oh, sure. Perfect. Now, someone will shut the door.
I'll get it.
Danny, where's Marty and Daddy tonight?
Oh, they're all over our place, taking care of Susan and Jimmy.
Oh, I'll bet Daddy's having a time for himself with that.
Doc Benson is sending over our new addition tomorrow with one of the nurses.
Oh, great.
Hey, by the way, Philly, what are we going to call him?
I haven't the slightest idea, Danny. I think Daddy would be very proud if you named him after him.
Proud? Why, burst all the buttons on his vest.
We wouldn't be able to hold him down.
I hope you all won't think I'm conceited or anything, but I sort of had the idea of naming him Danny, too. You know, Junior.
That's not a bad idea.
I've been saying it over and over to myself. Sort of trying it out. Daniel Stratford Jr. A very good name for a president, too. How do you do, Mr. Daniel Stratford Jr., President of the United States?
Just think, Washington, Lincoln, and Daniel Stratford Jr.
Well, it's possible, isn't it?
Well, there ain't no doubt about it. I'm voting for him. Put me down for one vote. Maybe two.
Danny, you're one.
Oh, you're pretty swell yourself, Snugger Poker. Say, you hungry? You want something to eat?
Oh, I'll make something.
No, no, I'll get it. From now on, I'm going to be the cook in this joint. I've been doing some fancy cooking around here lately.
Oh,
there ain't been any poisoning, has there?
Hey, what are you trying to do to me? Ask Daddy why he's beginning to like my cooking. You should see the way I make a meatloaf. Delectable.
Oh, yeah. My, Danny, you and I'll fix it.
Next, you and fellas stay right here. Danny and me'll do it. I got a few fancy things to show him about cooking that he ain't learned yet. Boy, I'll show him.
Now, come on, then, Jeff. Let's go to work.
Okay, girls, okay. Just hold on to everything. I'll be back in a flash
of the face. Hey, Philly, get Max an apron, will you? He'll get himself soaking wet out there. Oh, I forgot. I'll get it.
That's enough, you cry. I've been wanting to all day, but I didn't want to do it in front of Danny.
Now everything's going to turn out all right, Phyllis, darling.
It's just that I'm home again, Mary. I didn't realize what this being crippled meant while I was still at the clinic.
I know.
But being home again, I remember how I used to run up and down these stairs, taking care of the house. He's going to do that for me now.
He's going to be able to do it for himself.
I'm no good to him anymore. I can't be a wife to him, not even a good companion. I'm going to be nothing but a burden, Mary.
Well, if you can't think that way, you mustn't. You'll only lead to madness. You can't think of your being crippled for life any more than I can think of the jail sentence that's hanging over Max's head. Phyllis, we've got two men on our hands, Danny and Max. It's up to both of us to make them happy, to make them think we're happy. If you start believing you're not going to be a wife or a companion to Danny just because you're an invalid, then as sure as the sun rises and sets, Danny'll start to believe it too. Why, if I should allow myself to believe that Max will be convicted and sent to jail, then I know it wouldn't be long before he'd be convinced of the same thing. So it's a funny thing, but both you and I must hide our emotions for a long time to come. We've got to bury them and live our lives on a theory that what Danny and Max don't know won't hurt them.
Max told Danny that they would have to hide their emotions from Mary and Phyllis. And Mary has told Phyllis they must hide their emotions from Danny and Max. But how long can such deep emotions as these be hidden?